go ahead and thank everybody who listened to my post or has commented or shown me love, because honestly, that's fucking amazing. It's really, really nice. I want to preface this by saying, with this AMA, I am only one person with a disability, and I don't want to say I'm not as disabled as a lot of people, but it could be a lot worse. It could be. I have been extremely lucky. So, when I give you my answers and all that stuff, it cannot be put across the board to describe every single disabled person, because I'm just one voice of many. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to thank everyone for sending in questions and Mrs. video response or audio response was absolutely gorgeous, and woman, it's hard to make me cry, and you definitely got me there, so kudos to you. Okay, so first I want to address Soleil Nobody's question. Do you face unique challenges sexually given your disability? Is your disability congenital or acquired? My disability is congenital. My parents noticed when I was young that I was, you know, walking a little bit funny and not walking heel to toe instead of like I was walking toe to heel, and my balance sucked. So I've been dealing with it for a long time, but it's also genetic, and the disease that I have is not, everybody doesn't have it from birth. It shows up anytime, honestly. It's a genetic thing. So anyway, I started using a chair my senior year of high school. So before then, I was, you know, walking around, but with a great deal of difficulty, and I got the chair mainly for independence, and that's definitely, and I know this sounds weird, but it has been the biggest blessing of my life. Okay, so do you face unique challenges sexually given your disability? I think that the challenges that I really face, they're not really sexual challenges, but I guess it's, you know, if I have a boyfriend whose place is not accessible, or I go on a date with someone who's lives on the second or third floor and there's no elevator, that can be very much of a mood kill and all of that fun stuff. So it's kind of like trying to overcome those hurdles. Sexually, like, I don't know, I do physical therapy and all that stuff, and I'm very lucky with some of the stuff that I can do, but I do have really, really tight thighs, so that, yeah, they like to close really easily if I get excited. I don't know. On to Janish's question. How did you find out, or how did you find GWA, and why did you start posting? Well, I had no idea what Reddit was until about three and a half weeks ago. The guy that I was dating at the time, we would talk about porn, and he even showed me some of his porn, and it was on Reddit. One night after we had had sex and were laying in bed just hanging out, he was on the laptop and, you know, showing me some of his stuff, and he left it up when he left. So I still was signed into Reddit with his account and all that fun stuff. So I decided to go around and search. And that's, so I found Gone Wild just because, you know, I was looking up different things and different pornographic images and videos, which I don't use Reddit for porn, other than, of course, the audio. But I have always been a big fan of audio. I think that that is one of the things that really, really helps drive you when you're, at least me as a woman, audio makes me really, really horny. I like hearing people happy. I like hearing people, I mean, as much as I like seeing it as well, I like hearing people come. So, yeah. So I've always been a sucker for audio, and GWA is just awesome for that. Is the stuff people make out there better than porn or sex stories? I definitely think that, you know, the stuff that people put out there, it's a lot better than porn only because it's so real. And then also, sex stories can go either way, and I don't know, I really love hearing all of the creative ideas and also the acting in it, or in these audio stories, and it's really nice to know that, you know, real people can express their creativity in a place, and it's not, it's something that they're doing for fun. It's not something that, you know, you're trying to make a gazillion dollars at. Next, I want to answer Castieris's question about, like, how does one have sex when you can't use your legs? You know, sex is sex. Penis, vagina. Again, it's a lot of playing around with different positions and what's comfortable for you. So I'm a huge fan of the missionary with the legs up on the person's shoulders. I love that one. And then I also love, I don't know, it's either called prone boning, or it's where the woman's laying down on her stomach and the guy is like going at her from behind. That's one of my favorites. I can get into a doggy style position, so I like that one as well. Spooning, definitely. I heard something described a while ago by the Englishman about a position, like, you know, that he wanted to try or something. And it was basically like lifting the girl up and like fucking them midair. That seems really hot, and it seems like something I could do. So yeah, that's amazing. But yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of just playing around, and you have to find out what is gonna work for you. But sex is sex. You have it the same way. Yeah, that's all I can really say. I mean, you know, if I do have the capability to move my legs, so I can lean them up and all that jazz, is something that I do really want to try and I have not gotten yet, is a liberator wedge. And I think that would actually be really helpful in a person with a disabilities case. Someone who does not have full use of their legs. Okay, also from Castieris, a couple of questions. La, la, la. What sort of things would you like to hear in an audio? Honestly, it's not. I don't want to hear anything specific. I don't think that it's. What sort of thing would you like to hear in an audio? Honestly, I love all of your audios. I don't think. Just the fact that I'm in a chair, it doesn't mean that I have to listen to a story that includes someone in a chair or all that stuff. Because it's just like TV. There's not many TV shows out there that actually have disabled characters. I actually have not been with any disabled men. All of the men I've been with are able-bodied. No story is exclusive. I mean, yes, of course, there's things that I can't do. It wouldn't turn me off from an audio. I mean, not all of my fantasies include me being in a chair, but it's not even that, but I think there's a lot of stuff that can be learned, and I think there's a lot of stuff that can be taught to other people from audios like that. And again, I know that. Castieras, you said that you don't know anybody in a chair, so you wouldn't know how to address it. Again, if anybody has any questions, you can always come to me. What audios you listen to are boner killers, and that they take you out of a scene because you can no longer relate, or they focus on things that take you out of it, this in relation to your disability or otherwise. Again, I don't have to hear, I don't have to hear something from the point of view of someone in a chair or someone being with a person in a chair. I can relate to everything. And if not relate to it, it's still, and not a boner killer, because I love stories. I write, and when I write, I'm not writing as a person in a chair. I am writing as a person. Or when I'm telling a story, I don't tell a story as a person in a chair. I just tell a story. If it happens to include the fact that my disability was involved, then that is just a bonus. And yes, I do have a lot of funny stories, and maybe at some point I will share those. So I had a question from a listener who private messaged me, and he fantasizes sometimes about being with a girl in a chair. I guess so. He usually sees or pictures the person in the fantasy as being passive, receptive sexually.
So I think people assume that I'm passive, but once you get to know me, the majority of the guys that I've been with, I have had to be the one to initiate everything just because they don't know how to really go about doing it. Some do. Yeah, I've always been the 99% of the time, I've been the aggressive one in the relationship. There are times when I've been on dates over at people's house, and I'd be like, "Hey, come with me to the bedroom," and I'm like, "Get on the bed. I want to get you off." Yeah, I do shit like that. I know. But yeah, I've definitely been the aggressive one, or like we're in a movie or something, and all of a sudden I start rubbing his cock just because, like through his pants, just because I want to. And I kind of want to get him excited because I think it would be entertaining. I think I've been with one person who has taken more of the aggressive approach. Which I really like knowing that a guy wants me. So when, I don't have to go in and do it, it's really nice. But on the downside of that, I don't want someone who's going to, try to mentally be aggressive. So like, if I'm saying no, I don't really want to do this right now, who doesn't have that manipulative nature to get it out of me anyway. Because yes, that happens too.
He also asked about things like lifting her out of a chair, putting her on the bed, helping her undress. It doesn't feel condescending. It definitely brings a lot of closeness, and I think it's actually really hot. I kind of want to just be, if you want to, like, let's say we're on the couch and we want to go in the bedroom. If you, instead of transferring back to my chair, I would love it for a guy to just pick me up and like take me to the bedroom and throw me on the bed. That would be amazing and hot. Otherwise, it's just, me transferring, getting up, going, wheeling, transferring back to the bed. But so, yeah. Like, it's definitely a very close feeling, and it's not in any way condescending or something that's undesirable. One of my friends asked me to also do the badass audio questionnaire in my AMA. So I decided I would go ahead and do that. Would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman, and why? Definitely the Pope, and I know that sounds weird, but I'm not gonna see him again. And I don't know, I feel like because he's religious, he should kind of understand some things and why people do what they do. Would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? Definitely a tight vagina. Just because you can, vagina always will get bigger, but it can't get smaller. So, yeah, it might be uncomfortable, but you get that full feeling, which is awesome. And, that and along with clit work is definitely orgasm overload. So, yeah, an uncomfortably tight vagina. Scenario, you're being vaginally anally examined and you have a choice of doctors. Put them in order of best to worst and explain why. A doctor in clown makeup, your high school crush, a drunk doctor, a blind doctor, and three med students who all have to take a look feel. Do-do-do. Okay, so first best is high school crush. Just because that's fucking hot. Next would be a blind doctor. Oh, God. No, next would be the three med students who all have to take a look feel. Because you can have them doing multiple things to you at the same time. And they're, I mean, three is always better than one, right? And then a blind doctor. Okay, no. A doctor in clown makeup is next. Just because, yeah, he's in clown makeup, but he's still a doctor, and hopefully he still knows what he's doing, even though he wants this silly face. Might scare the crap out of me, though. I don't know. Especially if he's probing me anally. And then a. I'm having a little bit of difficulty trying to figure out who is who I would least want to see me or examine me, a drunk doctor or a blind doctor, only because I feel like they'd kind of be in the. Actually, no. I do. Okay, a blind doctor is next. Just because he is blind does not mean he would not know how everything's supposed to be and where it's supposed to be. And I mean, they go to med school, so you know, if he's a doctor, regardless of the fact that he's blind, he has studied. Last one is a drunk doctor, just because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And yes, I realize my high school crush wouldn't know what they're doing, but that would still be kind of hot. Yeah. I'll say, if you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory? Explain why. I would definitely want to remember, and this is not because I want to remember the unattractive person. It's because I would like to remember what actually happened, like in terms of, you know, if a condom was used, we were safe, all of that fun stuff. Just because, yeah, I don't want to wake up pregnant. I'm not ready for that yet. So yeah, that's the reasoning why. I need to know if we were safe. If you had to jump into a pool full of bodily fluid, what would you pick? In this scenario, there is no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like? That is actually a really, really interesting question. And I did hear an audio where this was being done at one point. And gosh, I think I'm gonna go with the same answer that this person gave. Female ejaculation. Just because it's, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, I've squirt before, and I like how it feels. It's, you know, it's salty too, and I kind of feel like it'd be like the ocean, a little bit, weirdly to say. A little bit thicker, maybe, but yeah. So, what two celebrities would you want to see in pegging, porno, and why? Huh. This is gonna be a stupid answer, but I kind of want to see Jennifer Aniston pegging Brad Pitt, just because that's, I'd be like, fuck you, bitch, for leaving me for Angelina Jolie. I don't know. Fuck, marry, kill, mermaid, merman, a centaur. A troll who can cook and has a really nice body. Explain the. Sorry, explain your choice. So I would fuck the troll who can cook and has a really nice body. I would marry the centaur. Only because he. You know, he's half horse. I can fucking ride him around, especially if, you know, there are no wheelchairs. And then I just kill the mermaid, merman. I feel really bad saying that because I love Ariel. And Splash. Oh, that movie was great. Okay, so would you rather be stuck on an island with a person with knowledge of the wilderness but won't fuck you, or an attractive person who is useless for survival? But it's open to fucking. It's a additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or something. It's always because of magic. Definitely, I would want to be on the island with someone I could fuck, because I don't give a shit about. If I'm stuck on an island, I don't want to be alive for very long. I'm sorry, that sounds dark and whatever, but yeah, no. I don't want to do it. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you want to spank? Why and for how long? Marilyn Monroe, because she's hot and I like her. And not very long, maybe like a minute. Just because, I don't know. If you could have sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why? Upside down, just to do it upside down. I mean, seriously. Where else can you do it upside down?
Next, couple of questions come from Not Vulture. What's an acceptable nickname for the chair enabled? God, it's a little difficult. Everybody's different. Person in a chair. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could really. It depends on the person. Disabled. Handicapped's not the proper term. I'm not a fan of when people say crippled. How many ways have you heard wheelchair rephrased? How about hand cranking sitting Segway? Never heard that. Manually operated chariot. Not heard that as well. And joystick ride. I have actually not heard any of those. Or I've never heard anyone call a wheelchair that. They're actually really cool names though. I actually have named my wheelchair, my first wheelchair was Kim Cattrall, and my second wheelchair was, or is, Sarah Jessica Parker. And I know that's incredibly stupid, but it's kind of, I kind of want to go through the girls of Sex and the City with all my shares. And yeah, the first time that I, well, the reason why I named my chair Kim Cattrall in the first place was I went to London and I saw a show with her, and for some reason it was a really good show. It was called Whose Life Is It Anyway, and it was about basically euthanasia of people with disabilities. If they choose to die, like, is it okay to let the doctor, or yeah, have the doctor help you die. I liked it. I thought it was really good. How would you use your uncontrollable limbs to fight a bad guy? My limbs are not uncontrollable, but yeah. I have pretty strong arms, and I definitely fight like hell, but they could probably like push me over. And I'd be done for. But yeah, that would be funny. The best use you've gotten out of your condition would definitely be, going to the airport and foregoing the line to security. Not gonna lie, that's great. What inappropriate things would you do if you were offered a second or first shot at a Make-A-Wish Foundation wish? Actually, I'm really pissed off at myself because I didn't know, but I was actually, I've been misdiagnosed a couple times, but with my most current diagnosis, I actually would have been eligible for one of those. So, fuck my life for not realizing that earlier. I know I didn't have to come out of the closet and really say, oh, hey, I'm in a wheelchair, but I did want to, just because I didn't want to be dishonest about who I am. And I guess that's, kind of like the whole little white lie thing from Mrs. Questionnaire, a couple days ago. It wasn't really a white lie, but if I do an audio that is more my perspective, and I just didn't want anyone to realize I'm in a chair and then like get really angry or pissed and think I was like misleading them. I know that's stupid. 'Cause you're never gonna know. But that's it.
Thank you guys so much. And I wanted to let you know that if anybody ever has any questions, I know I only have this open for like 24 hours. If anybody ever has any questions, you know, ask me. I'm here if you need me.